From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. Scott Schaefer is away. I'm John Myers. Federal Homeland Security officials have decided to dispatch full-time bomb-sniffing dogs on public transit systems in three California cities. The Transportation Security Administration will send K-9 teams to 10 U.S. cities early next year, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. Officials say the dogs are a first line of defense against an attack like those carried out in Madrid and London. A Kern County pest control company has been slapped with a civil lawsuit for spraying farm workers. Last May, the company, known as San Joaquin Helicopters, sprayed an insecticide in an orange grove, sending more than two dozen workers in a nearby vineyard to the hospital. Kern County Deputy District Attorney John Mitchell says he hopes the lawsuit will teach companies to follow pesticide safety rules.
When they engage in behavior like this, what it does is it puts innocent people at risk, and that's just not acceptable.
Mitchell says Kern County prosecutors will continue to seek increasingly higher penalties against companies that violate pesticide safety rules. California's well-chronicled housing boom may not only be peaking, but the resulting slowdown could drag the state into a recession in just 2 years' time. That's the assessment of the widely watched UCLA Anderson forecast out today. The study's authors say because the housing boom has fueled the state's job growth and consumer spending in recent times, the current glut of homes on the market in many parts of the state might drag the economy downward by as soon as 2007. While home prices in recent years have proved California is an expensive place to live, but a new study from an organization that advocates for low- and middle-income citizens shows the high cost of living is putting a squeeze on even relatively well-paid Californians. The report by the California Budget Project shows even families earning well above the state's median income of $31,000 a year are having a hard time making ends meet. Peter John Schuler reports.
The aim of the study, according to Gene Ross, executive director of the California Budget Project, was to get a snapshot of the basic cost of living in the state and how it affects working families.
We estimate that a single adult needs to earn just under $26,000 a year to cover the basic necessities in California. That translates into an hourly wage of $12.44 for somebody who works 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year.
The figure goes up with the addition of a spouse and children. A family of four with two wage earners actually needs to make about $71,000 to get by, more than the same family with only one wage earner. That's because of the extra costs of transportation and child care. That puts the basic cost of living in California at more than three times the federal poverty level. Ross says her estimate assumes a modest family budget that provides just basic necessities.
We don't include a provision for savings for retirement or college education. We look at families who rent rather than purchase a home. We don't have a budget for vacations or cable TV or other things that I think most families would like to afford here in California.
Even in the heart of relatively prosperous Silicon Valley, commuters waiting for a train say they see the report's findings in their everyday lives. They say they've had to cut corners and watch their expenses just to stay afloat. Even people like Sean Julian, who earns close to $70,000 a year as a network technician, is no exception.
Basically, you know, I live week to week. You know, like, I mean, right now I got like $30 in my checking account, you know.
That's not so different from Joe Jimenez, who works multiple jobs, including warehousing, metalwork, and household moving.
It's about everybody in the world, you know, they got two or three jobs. You know, with one job, you can't sit to make it too well, you know. Rent's too high. You know, you pay all your utilities and all that stuff, you know. So it's not easy.
The Budget Project's Ross says the standard most frequently used to determine eligibility for public programs, the federal poverty standard, is obsolete in terms of the real costs of living in California.
So we hope that this report can inform public debate around eligibility standards for our public programs. Programs like the Healthy Families Program that enables families to purchase low-cost health coverage for their children.
Ross says even in this period of economic expansion, the average person is finding it increasingly difficult to live in California. The consequences of another downturn, she says, could be dire. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler in San Jose.
The ACLU is challenging a court order that imposes a lifetime curfew on gang members in the city of West Sacramento. Gang injunctions are legal in California, but critics contend in West Sacramento, the people impacted never got their day in court. Jason Margolis reports.
Since February, the police have been clamping down on the so-called Broderick Boys, a 350-member, largely Latino gang that's been in West Sacramento since the 1980s. A court-approved injunction imposes a 10 p.m. curfew for life and prohibits gang members from standing, walking, driving, or gathering together in roughly 80% of West Sacramento. A member of the Broderick Boys, Paul Cornejo, was recently slapped with an order to obey the injunction. He says some Broderick Boys have broken the law, but adds the police are unfairly targeting Latinos.
Look, me, I'm 35 years old. I'm a grown man. I can't even go out after night, after 10 o'clock, a curfew. For what? You look on my files, I ain't got no gang-related charges. I never been arrested in no gang-related incidents, nothing.
The Yolo County District Attorney says the Broderick Boys have a notorious history of murder, theft, and drug dealing. The DA says the injunction is legal and effective, and gang activity has dropped dramatically since it was imposed. But the ACLU of Northern California's legal director, Alan Schlosser, says the Yolo County DA filed the injunction for West Sacramento without notifying those affected or giving them a chance to respond in court.
If you put 350 people under house arrest and impose a curfew on them, as you would, let's say, with probation, it might affect the crime rate. But that's not the way we do it in this country. You have to get convicted before you get probation. And essentially, what this injunction is a probation.
In Yolo County Superior Court yesterday, a judge sent lawyers from the DA's office and the ACLU away with a homework assignment to answer questions about the case. A hearing is scheduled for late November. For the California Report, I'm Jason Margolis in Yolo County.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, September 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Myers. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for Coverage of Healthcare in California, the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org. And TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org.